Alexander Radwan is a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the German Parliament. He's from Chancellor Merkel's CDU party, and his brief is the Middle East. So what exactly has the German cabinet committed to?
We will support from Germany's alliance with France in the fight against Daesh, which we are already. We are already a member of it, but we will have new supports with ships and with planes.
And that is what's driving this, is it? It is support for France following the attacks in Paris.
This is the formal issue that France has demanded for it. But at the end, we see with the terrorism in Europe, and the situation is in France, but also we have a high quality of this problems in Germany, of this danger. So it is finally a fight against terrorism.
You will be aware that a majority of Germans at the moment fear that this could lead to attacks in Germany. You have clearly taken this into account. You think that this will make Germany safer, do you? You don't think that this will lead to attacks in Germany?
If I listen to our internal minister, that he says that in the priority list of problem states, we are in IS focus already. The possibility of some terrorism attacks is very high at the moment. And they say through this support of France, this won't be more dangerous as it is before.
What exactly are the goals of Germany's military involvement in Syria?
I think you can't reduce it only to military. At the end, we have to find a solution for the region, which gives the region a perspective, which makes it more stable as it is, and at the end that there is no source for more terrorism as it is now. So at the end, we have to find a political solution.
You've been to Jordan, I understand. What role do you think the refugee crisis that Europe is facing at the moment and Germany has been bearing the brunt of, what role has that played in making Germany less secure?
I wouldn't combine it that the refugees making Europe less secure. But of course, the refugees crisis is making it aware to us that if the region surround Europe, if you take now Jordan, Syria, Iraq, but also Libya, and don't forget Ukraine, if this region gets unstable and the refugees numbers is growing, this will influence our life in Europe.
What about the danger of mission creep? You could get sucked into something far bigger for far longer.
This is what I said to you, and I said it just before in our group session. We have to find a political solution.
Is President Assad part of that political solution?
At the end, not.
But in the interim?
You have such a lot of players with Saudi Arabia, with Iran, with Turkey, then you have Russia in there now. So we have to speak to the people who are there and find a solution which makes the region stable.
But do you think in the short term that will necessarily involve President Assad?
I don't see it in the near future now, but can you tell me how this region look in half a year? Maybe then can I give you an answer?
At this point, you couldn't say whether President Assad will have to be
now, can
part
you give
of it.
Me a view about the region in half a year?
Well, no, probably not in a couple of
so
weeks'
how,
time.
So how can you ask me then to give you a final answer?
Well, you're part of the political class who are making these decisions.
So this is always depending of the situation which we are in there then. This is not unusual, isn't it?
Sure, but at this point in time, you're saying that the military campaign is just one part of a broader political solution.
At the end, there is only a political solution. Yeah. There won't be a military solution alone.
And the political process at the moment, the talks in Vienna, do you think those are positive? Do you think they will lead to the broader solution?
I hope. It's the first time that we get from different regional powers in one room at one table for one day, like Iran and Saudi Arabia. And this is a big progress and a big step, first big step. And I hope that we can make more progress.
German politician Alexander Radwan on his country's decision to intervene militarily against the so-called Islamic State group in Syria. The decision taken by the cabinet still needs approval of the parliament.